loud, it makes your eardrums hurt. It's time for Metal Shop, starring the King of Dirt. There's a metal music, keeps you on your feet.
It's the King of Dirt. King
There's
Dirt.
A metal made in writing, things you can't repeat.
It's the King of Dirt.
Now please don't call the FCC and don't call the cops. Just tune in and listen to the Metal Shop. Crank it up so loud it makes your eardrums hurt. It's the mighty Metal Shop with the King.
Metal Shop is brought to you by Listening Booth, Beakies, and a wall-to-wall sound and video, and by Electric Factory Concerts, bringing you Iron Maiden and Twisted Sister at the Spectrum, January 29th.
All right, Philadelphia, this is Dee Snider from Twisted Sister, and you better batten down the hatches, tie up your daughters and lock up your sons, because here comes Mark the Deer with Metal Shop!
Metal Shop.
Heavy metal is loud, angry, rock and roll. Spikes, leather, chains.
Awesome.
Hard driving rock and roll. It keeps you going.
Judas Priest, Sabbath, Iron Maiden, and AC/DC.
Puts a tingle down my spine.
A lot of noise.
Heavy metal makes my blood curdle. Makes it go wild.
Yeah, I love it.
Stop telling me to turn my earphones down.
Mighty Metal Shop, WYSP, Philadelphia.
Happy New Year, headbangers!
Yo!
Ed, he was supposed to keep that playing.
Not me.
Ed, what? let's see, there's hurricanes, there's earthquakes.
Locusts.
It must be the Mighty Metal Shop. We're back.
Ed, are you back?
Ed, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back. Back in the saddle, baby.
WYSP, Philadelphia, tearing your face off.
I think it's almost over, is it?
Over. Over.
It's over. It's 94 WYSP. It's the Mighty Metal Shop. We're still crazy after all these years. Sorry for all of the lateness and whatever else happened. So I understand there's a little bit of weather in Philadelphia that we've had to deal with. Our engineers are dealing with it. Monkey Boy, you okay? Well, I mean, what did you expect? You guys let us, WYSP, gracious enough to let us back on the radio after 25 years. We're still here. We're still alive. Mean Ed Green.
It wasn't that smart of a move on their part, I don't think. I think it was really bad. But, you know, after 25 years, what's another 15 minutes of delay and us messing around and not knowing what the heck
delay, we're doing? Delay. I got an echo in my headphone. Killer Ken is underneath. Killer Ken is here, ladies and gentlemen, after all these
Killer
years.
Killer Ken.
Hello.
Mark, when we were on there, they still had pots that you had to turn up. So it was like the old school pots, the boards we were using. This is like such high tech. I mean, I don't know how to use any of this stuff.
Pot has got the pot.
I can't even believe they're letting me back on the radio. It's been a long, 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 long time. I'd like to thank Spike, the mighty Spike Eskin from WYSP.
Spike rules.
And Andy Bloom, who actually was my boss at one point, and I can't believe he never fired me for some of the stuff we used to say on the radio.
And is sitting right here to make sure you don't crack out
Andy
a line.
Andy Bloom!
Andy
Bloom, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, dude. It's so good to hear you back on the radio.
Oh, man. I got to tell you, I've had so much fun this week. We went back, Ed and I and Ken went back when you guys graciously invited us back on the radio. I found tapes, and I found reel-to-reel decks, and I found carts. Like, these things haven't existed in the last 25 years because everything's digital now. And I was running around trying to find cart machines and reel-to-reel decks, and you're going to hear a lot of those bits tonight that we used to do way back in the day. We're going to talk about mammals in the news.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Love mammals.
We're going to bring that back for you. We are, since we can't read your letters tonight, we're asking for your email. So, Ed, why don't you give out your email address on the radio?
Sure, meaned1@AOL.com. Send it right there.
I knew you would do that.
I'll be changing it after this. So.
Ed, what's wrong with you? I was just telling Ken, I'm like, I'm going to ask Ed when the microphone comes on to give out his email address. It's meaned1.
You know what? We'll actually see if anybody's listening to this.
It's meaned1@AOL.com. All right, so instead of letters, send us emails. Ken Sharp, you know, since it's 2011, there's a thing called Facebook, which we won't even talk about because the last time we were both together on the radio, the three of us. Boy, I wish I would have invented Facebook, huh?
How about the internet? I don't think the internet.
Can you imagine all the girls we would have gotten back then if Facebook existed?
You mean more than we have?
We'd have platinum scepters.
Instead of golden scepters, we'd have platinum scepters.
I mean, seriously.
Hey Dirt, before this night is done, and I'm not going to stick around the whole night because I'm going to let you
guys
do the show.
Oh, come on, Andy.
Good.
Andy, I know you're a suit, and you're like, you run all the radio stations on the Eastern Seaboard, but come on.
But
we're not playing Shooting Star.
Wait a minute. Come on, let's give some credit. Number one song of 1985 on WYSP. What was it?
Fade to Black.
It was probably Shooting Star.
Fade to Black.
Fade to Black.
Fade to Black. Number one song, 1985. So.
I remember Andy Bloom showed up at WYSP in Philly and told me, and Ed at the time was my intern. I was the music director, and Andy was the program director, and he said, Dirt, the Pretenders are not a band. And ever since then, our format's changed. Wow. Oh my God. Look at our Facebook page. We have a Facebook page, by the way. That's where I was trying to talk about a few seconds ago. The Mighty Metal Shop. Is that the address?
Metal Shop.
Okay. So that's our Facebook page. You could log on and send us emails. We're going to take your phone calls tonight. I have no idea what the phone numbers are there anymore. So, Ed, do you?
What's your I do
what
not.
What are the phone line? Do we know what the phone line are? Is our
215.
Monk. Monkey boy, get with it.
592-9494.
We have some surprise guests. We have Mean Ed Trivia. We have some interviews. We have some of our old faves calling up tonight and a lot more. So stay tuned. The Mighty Metal Shop will be back after this.
Pick up your daughters. This is Gene Simmons of Kiss. And your kids are banging their heads to the sound of Metal Shop.
94 WYSP. It's the Mighty Metal Shop back on the radio in Philadelphia.
Try not to drown out here, Mark.
Sounds good. So I guess we should tell everyone where we are, right? So, Ed, so actually we should make people guess. So the King of Dirt is not in Philadelphia right now because I'm too much of a pussy to get on an airplane and deal with hurricanes, earthquakes.
Locusts.
And everything else going on. I mean, I can't, you know, honestly.
Aardvarks.
What's wrong with you? We tried to talk about this in the beginning of the show, but we couldn't figure out which button to push out here. So I just think it's pretty ironic the fact that YSP has let us back on the radio. On Wednesday, we announced it, which was the same day as the earthquake in Philadelphia.
Coincidence or not?
And then there's a hurricane. So.
Unbelievable, dude. Seriously.
So anyway, yeah. So Ed's in Philly. The King of Dirt and Killer Ken are not in Philly. We're actually together holding hands somewhere.
Wearing Cub Scout uniforms.
Speak for yourself.
Ken is still a freak. All these years later.
Ed, I haven't seen Killer Ken, and he looks exactly the same. Oh, my goodness. I want to talk to my old boss, Andy Bloom, who's in the studio there.
Standing by.
Andy Bloom. Tell me some of your fondest memories of the Mighty Metal Shop.
Well, look, I got here my first day, and it's an easy day to remember. I got to Philadelphia May 13th, 1985. Now, that's a significant day in Philadelphia history. Why is that? You remember what it was?
No, I have no idea.
That was the day that the mayor decided to bomb an entire city block.
Osage Avenue.
Correct. That was my first day. So, and now,
and didn't you and I drive out from? I flew to Milwaukee. Andy was running a radio station in Milwaukee. I think I flew there, and then we drove in your car, and I helped you move or something.
That's correct.
I was really trying to suck up to you at that time.
That's correct. Well, I loved you from day one because any guy that goes by the name Dirt and was into Metallica and knew Metallica as well as I did in Milwaukee was going to be my hero from day one.
Well.
So
it worked out.
So it all worked out, right? So we get started, and of course the Mighty Metal Shop was on, and there's one story that I want to tell, but it's after your departure. But you know, we made it through the transition, and as I said earlier, the number one song for WYSP in 1985 was Fade to Black, which was a sign of things, I guess. And then you big timed us. You went up to K Rock when New York went rock in the end of 85.
It was actually Live Aid 1984. The station in New York was it was WKTU. They were flipping formats. You let me go up there and bring the program director at the time up there was Pat Evans.
Right.
And they didn't want the New York record and radio community to know that they were switching formats to 92.3 K Rock. So you let me go up to New York and switch the format over we went from rock and I think we simulcast Live Aid that night.
Right.
And I never came back.
And you never right. And I never got you back. Which actually the Live Aid story is and the K Rock story is a good story because. Of course, there were the rock wars here in Philadelphia, but there was also the rock wars up in New York. And it ended up that I spent most of July 14th, 1985, hanging out with the Zeppelin contingency and ended up getting an exclusive interview with Robert Plant. If you remember, I got the ID from Robert Plant saying, "This is Robert Plant. You're listening to 92.3 K-Rock, New York's number two rock station, but not for long."
But not for long. That's right.
That's
and
awesome.
WNEW went crazy.
And they went crazy. NEW, Charlie Kendall was the program director at the time, and they went crazy. And apparently you couldn't say that in an ID for some reason that we didn't know. And that was one of the things that helped me to stick around for a while with the old Infinity, now CBS Broadcasting. So that's one of the stories that I'll always remember and cherish. Yeah. But I do want to tell a story about Metal Shop that has never been told before. And Ed is doing exactly what I remember doing on this night. So
it was laughing?
So no. He's got his
like
head.
A hyena?
You can't see him right now, but he's looking down, and his hand is covering his eyes, like if he looked, he would explode. Like
oh
his
my God.
Like he's like he'd be staring
I have one,
at the
please,
sun.
Please make this
I
PG.
Hold on, I have one question for Ed. Did you bring the Yukon jacket?
I did not bring the UConn.
This does not involve UConn, Jack. This involves Finlandia.
Ed, Finlandia. Okay,
involves
tell the story.
Finlandia. So I'm going to have to tell this in a PG version and leave out some of the details, but you'll be able to fill them in your mind. So you had abandoned ship and gone to K-Rock, which, of course, we all understood. It was a great career move for you, and great things happened, and you and I remain great friends to this day. And I love you. You're my brother, and I love you for everything that you've done, and I'm glad you're getting this chance tonight to
yeah, me
to
too. And thanks for having us back, man.
It's a pleasure. And I promise I'm going to shut up in a minute and get out of the studio and let you guys do the
please,
metal
because we have a lot of chicks we need to talk to.
Absolutely.
Need to,
but this, okay, so this story involves a chick. So it is the night that Wasp is in town and they are playing the Spectrum. And I get out of there and I'm coming back because Blackie is supposed to be in studio with Mean Ed Green. And he gets, he obviously gets out of there quicker than I'm able to. I get stuck in traffic and I'm hearing him on the radio with Ed. Ed's doing a great job. It's a great interview. I get to YSP, which at this point was located in Bala, at One Bala. And I come in and I say, "Ed, where is he? Did I miss him?" Ed did exactly what he's doing now. He covers his eyes with his hand and looks down. And at that point, you could look across from the main studio into the production room.
Studio X.
And he pointed over. And there is Blackie with a young lady. Young being an operative word here. And he is holding her, and I don't remember who the other guy was, if it was a band member or a roadie. He is holding her up.
It had to be Chris Holmes.
It was Chris Holmes.
Was it? Okay, I didn't remember that detail. The next sight that I saw, they are holding her by the ankles.
Upside down.
Upside down. Now, there's a bottle of Finlandia that is involved in this story, and I cannot go into graphic detail with it.
I can imagine where it is, though.
We just had a couple of cocktails. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. They were helping her to drink vodka, learn how to drink vodka.
Yes.
And I just go, oh, Ed.
I didn't do it.
That's when the suit and tie in me came out, and I kind of had to put a stop to it because, as you know, I so often am the party killer. So that is my favorite Metal Shop story that I will never forget, involving Blackie Lawless and Mean Ed Green helming Metal Shop.
All right, well, if you guys have your own stories to tell, please email us. We just gave out Ed's personal email. It's meaned.
I'm already getting emails, by the way. Some dude's like, yo, play tease.
I'm reading our Mighty Metal Shop Facebook page, which seems like it's growing in leaps and bounds, and I have to read this one email I just got off the Facebook page. Wait, where'd it go? I'm not really good at this. Ed, why are there computers in our lives right now?
Dude, there was no internet. There was no computers. You know, we came into work. We didn't know what we were doing. We weren't even on until midnight. So we were like half asleep and half in the bag half the time.
Speaking of the Facebook page, there's a guy named Jim Knight who, is that how you pronounce his last name, Killer? It's Jim...
Neck?
Jim Neck.
Maybe it's
K-N-E-C-H-T. Anyway, he is the... founder of the Facebook metal page, 94. What's the address? 94.
It's called the Mighty Metal Shop.
94 YSP. Wait, where is this one? There's so many. Please play some Wasp and You Can't Kill Rock and Roll. You think, a lot of people want to hear Wasp tonight. I guess YSP in Philly hasn't played Wasp in a while, huh?
25 years, yeah. I don't think they have that in the catalog here.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think so.
I think we're going to have to dig that up, you guys.
We may have to do that in a little while.
We're going to read some of your emails. We're going to talk about letters. We got mammals in the news coming up. As you know, we used to take live phone calls back then, and I have to be honest, listening to the tapes of our metal shows this week that I've been doing out here, wherever I am. Where are we? Oh, we haven't told anyone yet. Nope. You guys have to guess where we are.
It's not prison, by the way.
I cannot believe some of the things that we used to say and get away with on the radio, and here's one of them. And it's kind of a PG phone call, but you can imagine things were a lot worse back then. We're going to hear from Kinky Kim. Ready? Kinky Kim, let's go.
Wait a minute! I promise never, ever, ever, ever to play him on my show. So that was for those of you, and that's enough of that. And who do we have on the Metal Shop Hotline? Who's this?
Hey, this is Kinky Kim. How's it hanging?
Yeah, it's Hank. Well, Kim, hang on a second, right?
Uh-huh.
Hey, do you have that 8-foot tape measure? Kim.
Yeah?
How many different positions have you tried this week?
Pretty many.
What do you mean, pretty many? Give me a number.
About 50, I guess.
What was your favorite?
What?
What was your favorite?
What day?
No, what position was your favorite?
Position? All of them are my best.
Man. Kim, we want specifics here, okay?
Specifics?
Specifics. Not, you know, Atlantic, Pacific Ocean? Specifics.
Yes, specifics.
Did you ever have, like, phonics in second grade? The little guy that would point up to the... Never mind, go ahead.
I liked them all pretty much.
You liked them all pretty much?
Yeah.
Kinky Kim, are you... I think you're lying to us.
Nah.
Would you lie to 2 million people live on the radio?
No way.
Okay, so what do you want to hear?
Can you play some Tease?
Just play some Tease?
Yeah, Midnight Madness.
Like, what would you do to hear Tease?
Anything.
Anything?
Yeah.
Anything at all?
Yeah, you name it.
Ed has got this canker sore that's been bothering him for the last couple of weeks, and he needs it removed. Can you help us out?
Sure.
Surgically?
Yeah.
Like oral surgery.
Yeah.
No problem, Kim.
All right.
Kim, thanks for calling. Okay?
You're welcome.
Have fun in your ninth grade.
Hi.
My God, I can't believe the things we used to do.
We're going to jail.
Maybe you are in jail.
It's the Mighty Metal Shop. We're live. It's the 25th anniversary reunion show.
Dokken. For WYSB.
Rocking like Dokken. Rocking with Dokken.
Coming up, letters, emails, mammals in the news, your phone calls.
Metal Shop is brought to you by Listening Booth, wall-to-wall sound and video, and Beakies.
There's a dark little spot on my radio, where on Saturday night everyone seems to go. There's a sinister man and he's on YSP. headbangers like me. His friends are named Killer Ken, and then there's me, Ned Green.
Don't Ken's not here.
Do this if you like stuff that's clean. Crank it up so loud it makes your eardrums hurt. It's time for Metal Shop, starring the King of Dirt.
Ken has contracted herpes simplex.
From Twisted Sister, and you better batten down the hatches, tie up your daughters and lock up your sons, cause here comes Mark the Deer with Metal Shop.
Metal Shop.
Oh, we got
heavy metal
tonight.
Is loud, angry, rock and roll. Spikes, leather, chains, awesome.
Hard driving rock and roll. It keeps you going.
Jewish Priest, the Sabbath, Dying Maiden, and AC/DC.
Puts
a tingle down my spine.
A lot of noise.
Heavy metal makes my blood curdle. Makes it go wild.
I love it.
Stop telling me to turn my earphones down.
YSP, Philadelphia.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time.
Sure it is.
We're late as hell, man. We're supposed to be ready right now.
We're on the
theater. It's time for the Mighty Metal Shop in Philadelphia, 94 WYSP, Philadelphia. Killer Ken has contracted herpes simplex disease, and because of that, he's not here tonight. Mayday Green is here laughing, making farm animal noises. Brian McAvoy is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah!
The mighty McAvoy has returned once again. Tonight we have lots of silly things to do. I must tell you, according to FCC rules and regulations, which we usually abolish all of them and don't follow any of them, but tonight we're on tape. Just to prove it to you, watch what happens when we speed the tape. Are we talking fast now, or are we talking slow? Okay, here we go. All right, tonight on the Mighty Metal Shop, I do have a little taste, a little tease, a little piece, and we're not talking about anybody's body part. We're talking about the new record from Motley Crue. It's called Theater of Pain. As you know, it's coming out on the 24th. We have a little taste of that for you tonight. I'll also tell you about a contest that YSP is running where you could join us at one of the many fine listening booth stores. Yeah. To hear the new record, and we'll be talking more about that.
The Mighty Metal Shop.
That is one of the greatest records of all time.
I love that
think
band.
It's the only, it's still the only heavy metal record, hard rock record, whatever you want to call it, with bagpipes. And
it's so awesome. Seriously, I could hear it like five times in a row.
They are the greatest band. I think we should play more of them tonight.
We will.
Great band.
We're having fun here. It's the Mighty Metal Shop on 94YSP. We're kicking off. We're saying goodbye to an old friend. 94YSP has been around for 40 years, and we're real happy that they invited us back to have some more laughs and some fun. After all, it's the rock you grew up with, and then you forgot about. Right.
We're here to bring it all back in 1 4-hour blur.
Andy, I've been waiting to say that for about a month. It's the rock you grew up with, and then you forgot about.
Apparently so.
94YSP. Apparently so.
Hey, you know what? Here's the thing. I'm going to say this. I want to first of all give you guys a tremendous amount of credit. This evening obviously is going to be a lot of fun. It's about you. It's not about me, so I'm going to duck out of here. I want to listen to this, but before I do duck out of this, I just want to say how terrific you guys are, all three of you. I consider you lifelong friends. We've had a 25-year relationship with each other. This show was a moment in time. That's what it was. It's bottled, and it's a moment in time that could never never, ever be recreated except for on a night like this when Armageddon is going on.
It's like we planned it.
I mean, you couldn't have planned it better. I'm afraid that the rain may turn into blood as I'm driving home. That's my only fear.
No, none of that.
Seriously, you guys are three tremendously talented individuals who have gone on to illustrious careers. And it really?
I didn't know that. Tell me more.
Wait a minute. Jim Stakes qualifies as an illustrious career?
I've been pumping gas for the last 2 months.
I've been working at a sea monkey factory.
Well, Ken, I knew you were going to end up at the sea monkey factory 25 years ago. Do they still make sea monkeys?
Yes.
I think they do. I was trying to find them online
because I wanted to bring a set of sea monkeys to you. Anyway, Andy, thanks for your kind words. Thanks for letting us do this.
You guys are tremendous. This is about you. Have fun tonight. And don't lose the license. Don't make me regret this.
No, don't lose the license.
All right.
Beyond that, we're not gonna lose the license.
Do anything you want. Have a great time.
We are going to play Wasp, though. So don't listen at about 5 minutes to midnight.
Yeah. Go to sleep.
Okay.
And by the way, he was the one that talked about the Finlandia bottle story.
So. Yeah, it wasn't me. That wasn't me, boss. It wasn't me, Mr. FCC.
Hey, you listened to the tape. I didn't say anything wrong.
That's right.
I chose my words very carefully.
Theater of the mind.
Hey, Andy, can we play the Bloody Stools?
Keep your finger on the delay, Monk. Keep your finger on the dump button.
No, guys, speaking of dump.
Thanks so much for doing this and for bringing back the moment in time that was Metal Shop. Thanks, I appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy. Have a great night.
And I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Andy Bloom. We love you. Thanks for having us back. Ed and Killer, I got to read this. There's some crazy emails flying in here. I'll post my story because I've been on hold this whole time. I remember when you guys ran a contest, what would you do with Debbie Calton's panties? So Debbie Calton was doing, I think, middays at YSP when we were on Metal Shop. Yeah. And Pam Murley, I have a tape. I found some tapes of Pam. One night Pam came up to the Metal Shop. We'll play that in a little bit. The winner got a pair in the mail, according to this kid. I was about 15 and I called in. I said I would swallow them or eat them or something. The guy who won the contest said that he would staple them to his teeth. All right, so we're gonna actually attempt to take some phone calls live right after these messages. It's 94 YSP, the Woo! Mighty Metal Shop.
The Mighty Metal Shop.
Wasn't Danny Bonaducci on a TV show when we were on the Mighty Metal Shop? What show was he on?
Ken, is that your favorite TV show?
America's Most Wanted.
No, seriously. Wasn't he on some, like, they drive around...
My favorite transvestite?
Wait, didn't they sing, like, some really happy songs?
It was some happy songs.
Yeah, they did.
What band was he? Oh, he was in the Partridge
Killer
Family.
Killer Ken's favorite band! Very nice.
Killer Ken. 94 YSP, we are back. It's Mark Dedea, the King of Dirt, the Sultan of Slime.
Mean Ed Green. Just mean, basically.
Ed, how's your scepter tonight?
It's a little swollen and ready.
Have you polished it?
I'm married, so I polish it a lot. So yeah.
Hey, thanks all you guys for reaching out for the Mighty Metal Shop Facebook page. The page is blowing up, and I think you have to be invited to it. I don't know how this stuff works. So is it working?
It seems to be.
All right, it's working. We're going to take some of your phone calls. What do you got lined up for us, Ed?
Here we got Eric from Lansdale.
I'm scared. Eric from Lansdale, what's happening?
Eric, you there, buddy?
Eric.
Eric from Lansdale.
Hello?
Hello?
No.
Eric?
Who's next?
How about Brian from...
Dump him.
Brian from Philly. Brian.
Doesn't seem to be working.
It's not working. We're having more technical issues.
Monkey boy, what's going on?
Monkey butt.
Monkey boy.
Anyway, we are taking calls, by the way. 215-592-9494, 215-592-9494.
All right, let's play a record. Let's play a record, or at least that's what we used to call them. Let's play a record, and then we'll be back. We'll take some of your phone calls, all right? 94-YSP, it's the Mighty Metal Shop in Philadelphia.
The Mighty Metal Shop.
Hello, this is Kermit the Frog, and I want all you metal mongers to know that Mark Dedea has stolen my girlfriend, Miss Piggy, and is now wallowing around in the mud with her on the Metal Shop.
Yeah.
YSP, it's the 25th anniversary Metal Shop reunion. Little Lemmy, little Motorhead. Could never understand that, dude.
That guy is seriously badass.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Is he alive?
Yeah, I think he is.
How did he not die of a heart attack from snorting too much whatever?
Keith Richards are laughing at everyone.
Ajax.
I love the way he used to sing live with the freaking mic, like, hanging up over his head, and he's still like, he's just on his tippy toes, like, and he was 7 foot tall, by the way, and he's like... It was awesome.
How old is Lemmy?
I don't know.
How old is Lemmy? I don't know. We also heard Whitesnake slide it in. Thank you for all of your emails tonight, for your phone calls. We, over the years, way back when, introduced Philadelphia to a lot of great hard rock bands. We actually were the first to play a lot of great hard rock, heavy metal bands. And one of them is on the phone with us right now.
Hello.
I think, are you there, Fred?
I am here.
Can Fred hear us?
Fred, you got us?
I got you guys.
What's up, buddy?
How are you?
I can't hear him, Ed.
Okay, well, we got him. Mark can't hear you, but Fred, you're in Philly. You're in this monsoon hurricane thing we got going on right now, man.
It doesn't matter what's happening in Philly. Oh. As long as you're in Philly, that's a good thing.
Yeah, man.
Okay, now I can hear him.
There he is.
Fred, what's up, man? It's Mark Dedea, the king of dirt.
Hello, Mark Dedea.
So,
how are you, bud?
Dirt, Fred's back in Philly, man. He actually got here just in time for the hurricane in the Metal Shop show.
Are you seriously in Philadelphia right now, Fred?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. Fred and I, not to give you away where I live right now, but Fred and I see each other often, especially during hockey season. Fred and I have become buddies. And even though we don't get to watch the Flyers, we do actually get to see some hockey out here. So I see Fred a lot. But I wanted to tell the story of, we used to do this thing called Smash or Trash on the Mighty Metal Shop. And I think one of the first, you know, again, it's 25 years. The memories are a little cloudy. But from what I remember, I think we had a tape of it, but it didn't get transferred properly this week. So Smash or Trash, one of the first ones we did was a song called Shake Me from a local band called Cinderella. You want to tell the story of that, Fred?
Well, I think you're better at telling it, because you told it to me once again, and I was like, oh, yes. And then you get the props that you so well deserve.
Oh, well, thanks. Thanks for that. We, Ed and I believe, went, what club was that, Ed?
Galaxy?
The night. Was it the Galaxy?
Was it the Galaxy?
At the
or
time,
Empire?
I mean, we don't want to, you know, we don't want to name drop too much, but the time the Bon Jovi guys were in Philly making their second record, 7,800 degrees Fahrenheit, and they were doing that at, what studio was it?
Studio 4?
The Warehouse.
Oh, it wasn't
Warehouse.
Studio,
no,
it was
Warehouse.
The Warehouse. Anyway, John and I were buds, and John would come up to the radio station, and one night, Larry Mazur, who was a Philadelphia rock club promoter and was a manager of this band called Cinderella, a local Philly band, invited us out. We went and saw him, and I think the rest is kind of history. We came back later on that week on the Mighty Metal Shop and played a song called Shake Me from Cinderella. They got signed to Mercury Records, Polygram Records, and went on to sell millions and millions and millions of records and become a worldwide phenomenon. They're still around, and they are touring. I just got off their website a little while ago. They're still, you're in the middle of your 25th anniversary tour, correct, Fred?
Yeah, we have about 10 days left. We have a few weeks off, and we do 10 more shows to round out this year. But really, you guys were the ones. First of all, I was a fan of your show before I was in the band, but you guys were the first ones on this band, really. And
yeah.
You know, and it spread like wildfire, because there wasn't, you know, there was no internet, there was nothing like that back then. It was all just word of mouth and people that, you know, would get on it and go, oh, this is really cool. And you guys were really the first ones. We have to credit you with all of it. So thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Thank you, dude.
Thanks for being cool all these years later. And I remember the night we actually played that record for some reason, because they went on to such fame. But it was a 45 at the time. It had a red label. And it's fun to talk to you after all these years, man. It's really cool that you called up tonight. We are obviously reminiscing and talking about some of the good times we used to have. Any favorite Metal Shop stories from that you want to share, Fred?
The intro music, which was the first time I ran into you guys. Once again, I asked you where you got it from. And, you know, was it Friday nights? Every night?
Saturday at midnight, buddy.
Saturday nights. And I was in upstate New York, and I would listen to this. Here comes this intro with the... Ingve?
That was the Ingve Malmsteen
Ingve.
The Metal Shop. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that
I
was...
I thought you were talking about the Kick-Ax.
The Kick-Ax song.
We used to play all the time.
Heavy Metal Shuffle, buddy.
That was it. I mean, every night, me and my friends would listen to it and go, man, one day I'm going to be a rock star. I just know it. It's going to happen.
That's awesome.
Turns out that the guys that had that were the guys that made it happen. So well, cool.
Yeah.
So
well, thanks for calling, Fred. Are you playing? I know you just played in Atlantic City. Are you playing a Philly show anytime soon?
That's the crazy thing about this whole tour. We didn't have two local shows for the guys. Philly, which is one that we love to play, and then the other one was Nashville. And those are not on the schedule for this year.
You need a new booking agent.
We totally do. That's exactly what we were screaming at them at the top of our lungs because, you know, the shows that we wanted, those are the really the most important ones to us because they're the hometown.
Yeah, I'll tell you the truth.
Philly, we just crushed that place last time. It was awesome.
Yeah, but I tell you the truth, Ed and I have been talking to, we had been trying to plan an anniversary Metal Shop show for a long time. This is before the news of WISP changing format came along. We were talking about coming into Philly and doing a weekend and getting a bunch of bands like yourself and doing like a whole thing. So maybe, I don't know, maybe we could figure it out for next year. We'll see. Anyway, Fred Corey from Cinderella, good luck. Thanks for calling.
Freddie.
Keep rocking,
thanks,
buddy.
Thanks guys very much and congratulations.
Thanks, man. Let's hear
buddy.
Shake Me from Cinderella on the 94 WISP Mighty Metal Shop.
The Mighty Metal Shop.
And that is Cinderella, the first record that we ever played from them, and the single that went on to get them signed and onto a pretty good career.
25-year career, just like us, buddy.
25 years later. A bunch of emails wanting to know where Tom Kiefer is. I do not know. I do know that Fred Corey called us, so I thank him for that. We're going to hear from another local band soon, if some of you remember the band Tease.
Oh, yeah.
I think Greg is calling in.
I hope so. He's actually got a gig tonight, so he was going to call in between sets. So
do they still play?
I don't know if they play as Tease, but we can find all that out.
I have some fond memories of that. Yeah. I have some fond members and memories of that.
I think that was the first record we were thanked on.
What's that? Tease?
Yeah.
Do you still have the... I have the vinyl somewhere.
And I think we were thanked on Metal Wolf after that.
And do you remember when we went to some Metal Wolf concert and it was at a skating rink?
In Reading.
Like a roller skate.
It was in Reading.
Oh, wait. Is that what is it? That's the night we were in Reading.
That was the night we were in Reading. Metal Wolf.
We were signing so many photos, I remember. It was crazy.
I don't remember why we were in Reading, but we were.
Awesome.
All right, coming up, we got a lot of stuff to do, and it's only, what time is it? It's 10 to 10, so we have a couple more hours left of the Mighty Metal Show.
We need to take calls.
Yeah, let's give out the phone numbers, Ed Green.
215-592-9494, 215-592-9494. Let's get crazy and put some people live on the radio with no delay. I see Monk's head snapping off right now.
Monkey boy, calm down.
FCC.
Monkey man.
He'll be
all right,
okay.
We're gonna take your phone calls right after this. 94 YSP. It's the Metal Shop.
The Mighty Metal Shop.
We're back. We're back,
problems.
Mark.
Do you have a gambling problem?
I got a lot of problems.
It is 94 WYSP. The Mighty Metal Shop. 25th anniversary Metal Shop reunion here in Philadelphia. I hear the weather's kind of crappy there. What's Ed? Wait, Killer Ken's got the updated weather forecast. Go,
let me
Ken.
Just pull it off the machine.
Go ahead, Ken. What's the latest weather in Philadelphia right now?
It's rainy and it's windy.
Okay,
next.
I think it's a little more. I think we need something a little bit more in depth. I mean, I know I'm not Hurricane Schwartz here, but it's crazy out there right now. I mean,
well,
I hear like rumors of
sunny
like
where I am, baby.
Yeah, well, I mean, sadly, it's
my
crazy.
Tent?
Yes, it is looking good.
Killer Ken, how's my tent?
Looking great.
That's right. Baby.
I hate you guys.
You do.
All right, we taking some calls.
Let's take some phone calls. Let's go. What do you got, Ed?
Jennifer from Barrington.
Let's
see if we can make this work. Jennifer.
Hi, what's going on?
Jennifer, wait
love
a second.
Love YSP. Love you guys.
Jennifer, where have you been for the last 25 years? Where have you been?
Like
seriously.
Right behind your bed or something. I don't know. My husband loves you guys. We love you. And I'm going to ask like a really like stupid question. You guys like the metal, I guess it's the metal, whatever it is. I just want to hear Violent Femmes. I know it's not metal.
Violent Femmes. I don't think we can play Violent Femmes until we're 70.
All right, then Iron Maiden.
Oh, okay, then Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden. That's better.
What song, babe? Number of the Beast or something or other.
We're definitely playing
Six.
Maiden. Don't worry about
Six.
That.
Six.
All right, that's what my husband wants. I was like, dude.
All right, good.
Thank you, Jennifer. Steve.
Right, what do you got, Ed?
Steve and Violent West Femmes. Norton.
Don't make me violent. Steve, what's
up? R.E.M.?
Hi, this is Steve. I just wanted to say that you guys absolutely rock. You're doing a really good job. I'm not kissing butt or anything. I'm just saying you're doing a really good job.
Did you used to listen to us back? Did you listen to us a long time ago?
No, I don't think I was alive back then. I'm only 23 right now. I've been hearing.
Wait, what's your last name?
My testicles just shrank.
Wait a minute.
Wait, do you have a little skinny mustache and do you resemble a.
No, I'm a metalhead.
No.
We
want to see if you resemble any characteristics of any of us.
See, what? The point is, Ed had a lot of sex with women that he forgot about over 25 years ago, and we're convinced he has illegitimate children somewhere in the Philadelphia, South Jersey area, so you might be one of them.
And you like metal. We know that. You love metal.
Wait, so, what's your name?
Steve.
Steve? What's your last name,
Green?
Steve?
Is it Green?
No, it's Camuso.
Steve Camuso. Well, I'm Italian. It definitely wasn't me. I'm definitely not your dad. Anyway, what's up, buddy?
I'm just saying, you guys, like, really rock. I've been hearing things on the radio lately that just, they're not really rock. And then I turn on the station tonight, I'm like, whoa, and I blast it. I mean blast it. I mean, I think I blew out my radio.
Good. All right, well, trying to get a new radio,
dude. Listening, and thanks for your call, buddy. Keep listening. We're having fun tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Who's next?
Alex and Ben Salem.
What's up, Alex?
Yo, what's up, guys? How you doing?
What's up, man?
Oh, man, just brings back a lot of memories. I've been listening to YSP for a long time. I remember when YSP used to have the chimes. Just after you came back from being an easy listening station, you started to come around the right way, and Metal Shop was great. You know how many riots you guys have caused? I mean, remember the gas promotion at Knights and Street Road? Nobody told the cops?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I was actually there. I was actually there at that thing where we gave away gas for like 94 cents a gallon. That was insane.
No, 94 cents for your whole tank.
Oh, yeah, your tank. That's right. It was a tank. 94 cents a tank. It was a morning show promotion. That's right.
And I was talking. I'm sorry?
No, I was going to say, back then, you know, I was the music director at WYSP in Philly, and Ed was my intern, so one of the jobs he had was to drive that YSP van. And I think you were in it, too.
Yeah.
I would always send Ed into dangerous situations and be like, Ed, go to Spectrum tonight, and anyone that's wearing a WMMR t-shirt, punch them, rip the shirt off of their back, and give them a YSP shirt, and give them tickets in the front row. He'd be like, okay.
We kind of did that. It was kind of bad. I look back on it now with shame and horror.
Yeah, all right.
Well, do you remember the riot at the Kiss show when you broke the barricade?
Of course.
Yeah?
Of course. We were there.
Yeah, I think it was Mark Dedea had to get up on stage, and you know, we got him on tape. Yo, on a bootleg, move back.
Yeah, from the security guys. Yeah. That was awesome, dude.
I was a calming influence back then.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, it was good memories. I mean, you guys I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, you guys had me and a couple friends, this girl Karen and her friend Carla. You invited us into the studios. You were both gracious hosts with Jolynn Turner and Kevin Dubrow back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was, you know, going back. It's awesome. I just wish that you can do this every week again.
Thanks, brother. Well, tell the girls if you still talk to them, we said hello.
I will do that. Actually, Carla's on the page. I haven't seen Karen in years. But Carla's on the Facebook page.
Tell all your friends to join the Facebook page, and maybe we'll figure out a way to do this online or something every month, or I don't know. We'll call SiriusXM and threaten them. But I would love to do a radio show again back in Philadelphia because this has been a lot of fun. So thanks for your call.
Tim and Perkasie. Come on, let's get him up there, buddy.
Take care.
See
Tim and Perkasie, where are you? What's happening, Tim? Mighty Metal Shop, what's up?
Hey. Hello?
How are you, Tim? What's going on, brother?
This ain't Tim.
Who is this?
Who is this?
This is Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up, Brian? Sorry,
what's
dude.
Up?
Brian, Tim, they don't sound the same. Yo.
How you, dude?
I'll tell you what. One of the cool things I remember about your show, you used to do Rusty Metal.
Rusty Metal.
we got some Rusty Metal coming up.
I already talked to you guys, but somehow you wouldn't be able to talk to me. Bloody Stools, dude.
All right, it's coming up.
We're going to play Stools. We're going to play some Rusty Metal in a little while.
And you know what? We want to hear from some of the women that used to not only come up to the radio station, but we're trying to find out who Ed had sex with back then. So if you're one of the women that or girls, probably young girls at 25 years ago, that had sex with Ed, please call us. What's the phone number, Ed?
I don't have it in front of me.
Okay, great.
No, I'm just kidding. 215-592-9494.
All right, we want to talk to women from now on. That's it. Only girls, only girls that had sex with Ed Green.
Killer Ken, me and Ed Green hit the streets this week and found out what you wanted to ask Queensryche. And if you really cared, that's your problem.
I'd like to...
Hello, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What do you think of this record we're playing right now?
I think it's pretty bad, man. Trash it.
Should I trash it?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that like Queensryche, though.
What's this?
There's a lot of people that like Queensryche, so...
I don't know. The singer sounds like he's dying or something.
Doesn't he sound like he has, like 40-pound fish wire wrapped around his...
Yeah, that's about it.
Well, you know, they paid me a lot of money to play this song, so I have to finish it. But thanks for your call and your concern.
Yeah,
okay?
No problem. Did you play some Randy Rhoads?
Randy Rhoads, you got it.
Yeah, thanks.
We love you. Go to church. Pray to God.
Thank God that song's over. You know what?
You sound just like him. Yeah. You sounded just like him singing that part.
Wait a second.
You sounded just like
him. Seriously. Like, that band sucks. Why did we ever play that?
Do not like.
Didn't you get paid to play that?
This
well,
does
of course
not
I
compute.
Got paid.
Elliot Spitzer line
one. I used to get paid for everything.
We should get paid to be playing that again.
I mean, seriously. I think we had a problem playing Queensryche, and we were kind of forced to because it was popular, but whatever.
You know, we only played it was popular. It was very sad, really.
But... I think you know what someone told me this week that Howard Stern stole our auga. I think Howard. By the way, we stole a lot of stuff from Howard Stern too because I used to listen to him on NBC before he was on K Rock in New York, and then we kind of transfer some of that silliness to the metal.
Well, all comedians and people like that steal from other people, don't they?
Exactly. I'm a comedian. Yeah, oh, now artistic. I'm funny. Oh, now you think I'm funny, Ed.
You are funny.
What, do I amuse you?
What do I amuse you?
Funny how, Ed?
Funny like ha-ha,
funny
like,
like
a clown?
Amuse you?
94 YSP, we... Let's go to the phone. Speaking of bands we actually liked, we have Johnny on the phone.
Johnny D.
Johnny D, what's up?
D.D.
What's up, brother?
Dude, Skeef. Did you really like it, or were you just saying that?
No, we like.
No, we really like. We really like you guys. We just didn't like.
I didn't like Queensryche. There was a couple things I didn't like.
Any band that loves Slade, we like.
Yeah, right.
No.
You guys covered a Slade song, man.
Ken can relate.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I mean, I don't have to love everything, and I didn't have to love everything. I just like something about the guy's voice from Queensryche bothered me. I don't know, but they were big and they were popular. And they sold a lot of records. I don't even know if they're still around, but.
I like the early stuff. Anyway, go ahead.
I want to talk about Johnny D and what you're up to and what you've been doing for the last 25 years. And we're going to play one of your classics from back in the day.
Cool. Well, I'm still alive.
That's nice. Good.
That's good. Good.
Right? I'm here slogging it out on the East Coast right now in this mess. So hopefully my phone won't die or I won't get blown away or hit by a tsunami or something. But I've actually been spending a lot of time in Europe over the last... I'm playing with Doro Pesch, ex-Warlock singer, legend.
Metal legend, Doro Pesch.
Yes. 18 years, man.
She wanted me back then.
I know, dude. She still talks about it.
Is she still a smoke show, dude? Is she a smoke show?
She's totally smoking hot, man. Amazing.
Oh, God.
I get to look at her from the, you know, from the rear every night.
From behind.
Exactly, man.
I want to metamorphosize as you for one show.
I want to be your drumstick.
Come on, man. Come out and, you know.
I want to be your hi-hat.
Nice. Quite a high hat it is.
Yeah, I'm exactly. Sure it is, brother. I'm sure. Oh, so what's your goodness. Favorite metal shop moment, dude, from back in the day? I know you were like, you know, you were totally into it and all that. So.
Dude, I came in there one night. I mean, this is going way back. I wasn't even in Britney yet. I was in Wasted. Me and Jimmy DeLella had just joined Wasted, and we'd been to England for like the first time. We were here just blown away by that, but we came in the station and we did some... yakking that night, and I just remember, you know, it was always such a blast, man. You guys had some awesome
Yeah, we had a good time
there. It was totally awesome, man. I mean, it was, you know, it's just the good old days. And
yeah, man.
I miss that. I miss that, that communal thing. Everybody just stopped what they were doing, listened. Everybody was listening to the same party at the same time. You know, now it's just like, you know, nobody knows what to listen to, where to listen to it and all that. So it's, you know, it's very cool to be listening in tonight and remembering how it used to be. Very cool.
It's very awesome.
Well,
we appreciate you calling, man.
And,
thanks, man.
Back then, you know, there's a, I'm trying to get Lou DeAngeli on the phone because he is a filmmaker that is trying to put together this piece called All Ages Sunday, which is about the Philadelphia metal scene back in the 80s. And I've been trying to find him all week. Him and I have been in contact over the last year because he wanted to talk to the Metal Shop Boys about this film. And there was a lot of great local Philly bands back then that some of you guys did very well, some didn't, but the scene was great, as you mentioned.
That's
so
nice to have.
It was definitely a scene. Cool.
For sure.
Well, thanks for calling, man. And
let's
keep in touch.
Absolutely, dudes. Yeah, let's do that.
We're going to play one of your classics from
Britney.
Way back in the day. Britney Fox, everybody. 94 WYSP. It's the Mighty Metal Shop.
The Mighty Metal Shop.
94 YSP. It's a 25th anniversary Metal Shop reunion. Britney Fox, a record that you heard here first on the Mighty Metal Shop, along with many, many, many others back in the day.
We supported our local artist, Mark.
We did.
Yeah, we did.
We were definitely supporters of the rock.
Rock.
We were supporters of the rock. We actually were supporters of a lot of different things. If you remember, Ed, one of the things that we used to talk about on the radio was sending us things in the mail.
Yeah, like
we used to talk about. I think we would talk about our scepters and our members. And we got some of the craziest. Listen to these tapes this week, trying to figure out what the hell to play on back on the anniversary show tonight. We got some crazy stuff in the mail. We got snakes. Do you remember when we got snakes?
We got snakes. We got birds. People sent us birds.
We got birds. We had two finches delivered to the Mighty Metal Shop.
Yeah, people delivered animals to us.
I think we named them Boris and Natasha. Was that true? Or we had a contest or something like that. I remember I was away for a weekend, and Ed and I used to live together back in an apartment in Bala Cynwyd where the station was. And we got someone delivered snakes in the mail, which is probably the worst thing I could ever be around because I have a snake phobia.
When you opened that box, dude, you jumped like 5 feet in the air.
Didn't we like launch them off the top of the roof or something?
No, we didn't do that, PETA. We did not do that, PETA. Did not happen.
What's PETA? What do you mean by pita?
You know, pita.
You mean the bread that you dip in your hummus?
Yes.
Is that what you mean?
That's exactly what I mean. We would never hurt a soul.
And
creatures.
Pita.
We love creatures.
I found, rummaging through our tapes this week that we had from the shows way back when, I found a bit that we used to talk about where we'd ask people to send us green paper. Let's listen to it right now.
Just throw any change my way. We'll mention your name. It doesn't matter. Okay, send green paper. We got green paper in the mail. Did you see that letter we got?
Didn't have president's on it.
Real funny. Real funny. That's right. We have a new stipulation. Guy who thought he was real funny went home and got green cardboard paper and cut it up. We want green paper with president's pictures on it from now on. Okay? You'll find it in your father's wallet or your mother's little night purse, if there's such a thing. Send it to me, Mark Dedea, King of Dirt, WYSP, Philadelphia, 19004.
What's up with Danny Bonaducci being on the Metal Shop? Seriously, Ken.
We love Danny Bonaducci.
How come Susan Day isn't on the Metal Shop?
We need Susan Day. Where's Susan Day?
Susan Day used to be hot. She was smoking.
Man. She was
beautiful.
But she's probably too old right now for us, right?
She was all that in a bag of chips.
Probably not.
Isn't she? How old is she? She's like anyone that's over 32 is too old for us.
Then she's too old.
Okay, she's too old. If it's too old, wait, if it's too loud, what was that saying?
I don't know, dude.
If it's too loud, you're too old.
If it's too loud, you're too old.
Hey, we're trying to find anyone from the Bloody Stools.
Where's Vinny Bafangucci? Or freaking Fabian Vegas or
Tova.
Tova.
Where's the lead singer's name? What was the lead singer's name?
Mike the Dog?
Mike the Dog. Where's Mike the Dog? We have a Bloody Stool CD here. We want to play it before the show's over tonight. One of the great things about the Mighty Metal Shop way back when is that we used to have fantastic guests on the radio with us. And one night we invited because when Ed and I and Killer Ken took over the metal shop, it was first brought to Philly on WYSP by Pam Murley. He used to do nights. And then I guess when I started there at YSP as music director, I weaseled my way into getting on the radio, and the only show that was available was the metal shop. And I said, okay, I could do that. I like that. And one night we invited Murley back, and we kind of, you know, gave her a little taste of what the three of us were up to, and she had was a little embarrassed, I guess I would say. So we're going to play that for you right now. This is Pam Murley, Way Back When, with us, me, Ed, and Killer Ken on the Mighty Metal Shop.
Jackie, you should see what Pam got from Dee Snider tonight.
Yeah, I actually...
Can we say that on the radio?
I wouldn't.
No.
Why not? Hey, get out of here. Why not? It's an earring. It's an earring, folks.
It's a large bone.
It's... Well, it actually is. a large bone earring.
What does it feel like?
Get out of here, Ed. I can't believe this. You guys.
It's long and slender.
This is...
And smooth.
It's actually, man, you guys are so bad. I can't believe. I just want to say that I cannot believe how far into the gutter you have dragged this show. I mean, this show has really gone way deep down into the gutter. And I just have to say, you know, keep up the good work.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pam Murley.
Other than that, I'm speechless. You know, just keep up the good work.
Thanks, Pam, and thanks for coming by tonight. It was a real treat, too.
Hey, and I loved it, and I certainly... and it'll be a nice, warm day. It'll be a... How does it go? It'll be a cold day in hell before I come back here again.
And on that note... This is new from Iron Maiden.
Mighty Metal Shop.
Yo. Rusty Metal on 94 WYSP. It's the 25th anniversary of the Metal Shop reunion. Hard to believe we're back. Hard to believe we're still alive.
We made it.
Seriously. There are many times when I thought that I should have been dead from some of this crap we used to pull. We would have some of the wildest times following you. Our Saturday nights back then were usually going to a heavy metal concert, either to Spectrum or the Tower or somewhere. And then we invite whoever we were hanging out with that night back on the radio with us. We had a lot of Didier's darlings in the studio
yes,
with us. We had, Ed, remember the time we had Armored Saint, Wasp, and... Lars from Metallica up.
Yeah.
And James was there too.
Was James there?
And yeah. By the way, an Armored Saint and Wasp got in a fist fight in the station at midnight at 12:30 in the morning on a Sunday morning. And I'm not breaking up a fight with Blackie Lawless and Chris Holmes in it. Those guys were like 6'5", 250.
Those guys were monsters.
They were huge, those guys. And they're fighting the Armored Saint guys.
I think Metallica opened that show.
They did.
They opened the show. It was Metallica. Armored Saint Wasp. I think Wasp headlined the show.
Metallica with Cliff Burton.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, Cliff Burton was in the band.
Was Metallica with Mustaine then?
No.
Mustaine and Metallica.
Right, way early.
Yeah, okay. way early.
Any of their records?
Yes.
Before
we actually had a show.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just reading the Facebook Mighty Metal Shop post. Jay Goldenberg, Rusty Metal with some Sabbath. It doesn't get any better than this. That's true.
Amen.
Thanks for all your calls and your emails tonight. Speaking of calls, we're going to go to, Ed, do you have a weather update or we're going to take a call first?
You know, we'll take a call, then I'll give a little weather update.
Okay.
We got the hotline going there. You got the hotline there. Kathy.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Who's this?
How are you?
Who is this?
It's Flacco.
Flacco.
What's up, Flacco?
Oh, Flacco.
Kathy.
What's going on, boys? I'm all the way in Austin listening to you.
You are, wait a second. You're online listening to us?
I am. I kind of got you to turn down a little bit. I'm listening on the computer.
Oh, how times have changed in the last 25 years.
See, Mark, that's what we're talking about.
That.
Technology. It's a beautiful thing.
Kathy, were you a fan of the Mighty Metal Shop way back yonder?
I was way back then. And I was enthralled by the Bloody Stools.
Well, who wasn't? We're trying to find the Bloody Stools. You know, I have actually, there's a family member of mine that was
a family member.
Don't talk about my member. What do you think you're doing? This is 2011. We can't talk about our members on the radio. I have a family member in that band, and I haven't been able to find him. And I hope one of the Bloody Stools calls us tonight, because I'm dying to play some Bloody Stools.
Where's Ronnie?
We're not going to play it until somebody calls.
Someone has to call,
everybody's
and then we'll play
in
it.
Everybody's probably
what are you doing in Austin? When did you move to Austin?
2 years ago.
Okay. Well, I bet you haven't heard anything like this on the radio in Austin, Texas, have
Definitely
you?
Definitely not.
Definitely not. I've been to Austin many times, and the radio stations aren't really that good.
No.
To tell you the truth.
They're not.
Well, Flacco, thank you. We love you. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks for having
me. Thanks for sharing some memories with us, too. Ed, what's going on with the Rocky Like a Hurricane, Philadelphia?
Yeah, it's here's the latest. The projected Irene path, it's scheduled to make landfall around 3 a.m. at the southern tip of New Jersey, somewhere between Margate, Ventnor, Atlantic City, with a maximum wind of 75 miles an hour. So
Come on, just a few hours
away from this actually hitting Atlantic City area. Ventnor, Margate. So everybody, you know, pray for everybody down there. Hope everything's cool. Flood warnings are going to stay in effect till 11:30 for the majority of the area because we're picking up a lot of rain in a short amount of time, and the rain is only going to continue later through tonight, and it's going to weaken as the day goes on tomorrow. But it's really, really going to be bad here for the next probably 7 hours, 8 hours, where we hit landfall here at 3 a.m. in the tip of New Jersey. So
batten down the hatches,
everybody.
We're glad we could keep you warm and cozy on this cold and crazy night in Philadelphia. This is where we need our bottle of Yukon Jack, Ed, because you should be reading.
And I need to keep my lantern warm. I need to keep my lantern warm.
What did the back of the label say? I used to make you read that every week, remember? Ken, go online. It's got to be somewhere online. Yukon Jack. We need to read that label. All right, we're going to be back with Mammals in the News right after this on 94 WYSP.
The Mighty Metal Shop.
Yes, the Mighty Metal Shop.
I'm half the man I used to be. What song is that?
I thought it was Yesterday.
How come you wouldn't let me talk during that commercial about ageless or hairless men, whatever that was?
Because we don't want all of our sponsors to go away. We're going to need sponsors.
I think they are going away.
Speaking of hair, what's the deal with the back of monkeys? Behinds. What is that? I'm still trying to figure out. Like baboons.
You mean where the hair? Where the hair went?
Yeah. What is that there?
Well, you know, you should know, Ken, because for those of you that remember and listen to us back when, we had my favorite segment of the every Saturday night was a segment called Mammals in the News, and looking on the Facebook page all night tonight, people are just waiting to hear these. So we dug through the metal vaults. And we found a couple of classic moments when Killer Ken gave us his all and read some stories. Were these real stories back then?
Or yeah, did you absolutely.
You didn't make these up.
No.
And I wish you could see his face. Anyway, it's time for Mammals in the News on the Mighty Metal Shop on 94YSP.
And on that note, we have a story about Russians that eat little baby dolls, and Melvin is here. Hi, Melvin! Melvin's here to do Mammals in the News. Go for it, Mel.
I'm a little disturbed by that Russian's comment.
Do you believe that guy?
I don't believe in one of the most disgusting acts ever committed. Two drunk Russians started and ate three helpless fawns playing the role of Bambi. Friends on the Soviet movie set.
When did this happen?
Shocking. Last month. The shocking crime was revealed in the Soviet newspaper Royal Life. Inspector Nikolai Shinova said the men had been guzzling vodka all day and were
drunk out of their minds.
Then they butchered the fawns with hunting knives and roasted the carcasses over an open fire. Ooh, that must be good. We couldn't have been more shocked and shamed if we heard that the cannibals had boiled Bob Hope alive and eaten him for breakfast. I just don't know. Barbaric cruelty.
Ladies and gentlemen, send your stories, brethren. Send your stories about mammals in the news. And any other sick, pinko, commie, Russian things you can think of.
I'm crying right now.
Lord. Wait a minute. Ken's saying, can you imagine people driving around Philadelphia right now not knowing what's going on, turning
what
on
are
watch?
They thinking?
First of all, no one's driving around Philadelphia right now.
True. Nobody's driving anywhere, dude. They're floating. If they're out there in a boat.
I just got to tell you, by the way, Ed was all mad at me this week. He's like, I can't believe you're not coming in. Like, it's not going to be the same if you're not sitting here next to me. Thank God. I would have been stuck there for 3 weeks.
Wait, is that what I really sounded like?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I can't believe you're not coming in 3 weeks.
Okay, so that was, I believe, didn't we interview some crazy Russian wrestler who was very anti-American and we got all upset that night before? Remember that? Ivan,
yeah, Ivan Kulov.
Ivan Kulov.
Ivan Kulov.
That's right. He was mad. He was really mad.
Okay, so I found another bit. This is from, 1984. I didn't really write down what days or times these tapes were recorded, but this is Ken Sharp back then doing a bit about Stan the Maniac Platypus on Mammals in the News.
Sad story.
Now, it's all that you've been waiting for. It's time for Mammals in the News. Killer Ken, you're on.
Late-breaking mammal news for you. Just occurred. I just pulled it off the news wire. A quick-witted platypus rescued a 3-year-old Bronx girl minutes ago from a mugger with a surprise beaking that caused the assailant to flee, his nose pinched to pulp. But heroism turned to horror when the odd-looking furry creature went suddenly berserk and devoured the unlucky tot before her mother's grief-stricken eyes. The kids have been... but here's a quote, though, from the person, from an innocent bystander. The kids have been feeding him too much junk food. A platypus should not weigh 680 pounds. And there's a special police alert. Police have set up a special phone number on the whereabouts of Stan, the maniac platypus.
Killer platypus.
If you spot a desperate furry webfoot with a craving for candy, popcorn, and Hispanic children, call us here
at the Mighty Metal Show. And that's this week's edition of Mammals in the News. Rock Hits 94 YSP.
Why is that so hard to believe?
Wait. Stop the song, Ed. Stop the song. Yes. Hold on. We're going to get to...
Why is that so hard to believe?
Ed, stop the song.
Wait a minute. What about Rock Hits 94 YSP? What was that about?
Thanks.
Do you remember that?
Thanks,
that
Jeff.
That was Andy
Pollack.
Bloom's idea, wasn't it? Was that Andy Bloom?
No, that was Jeff Pollock, wasn't
Dirt.
It?
Dirt. We're not going to play any music before 1985. We're going to play only rock hits. So nothing that was recorded before 1985. So it basically allowed us to play 2 years of music. Yes. I think we got creamed in the ratings.
I blame Jeff Pollock.
Seriously, so I blame Jeff Pollock. Jeff Pollock, where are you right now? So, Ken, I understand you've had a kind of interesting history since you left us with the whole mammal thing, and you tried a couple of different areas. So,
yeah,
tell me what's been going on with you the last 25 years.
The mammals and the news feature was so popular that I thought, let me spin it off into a magazine. So I started a magazine. Unfortunately, it only ran for one issue. It was called Mammals in the Nude. And I don't know why there's a problem with it. I mean, a nude hippo? What's the problem? I mean, it was spread-eagled, but I mean, besides that, I mean, so that didn't work. But I kept up with the animal theme. I opened up a wild animal petting zoo, but that wasn't good either. There were a lot of lawsuits. I mean,
what year was that?
I think that was 87. Alligators, rattlesnakes. I don't know why there's a problem. I don't get it. But, things are really looking up today, between...
Still on the whole mammal kick.
No, not on the mammal kick. I'm doing a little bit with ventriloquism. I've been creating my own puppet that looks like Horseshack from Welcome Back, Kotter. But instead of the dummy speaking, I'm speaking and the dummy's keeping quiet. So I'm trying to, twist a little bit.
That's
but,
nice.
Between my jobs at the laundromat and the shooting range, things are going pretty good.
So you've done well post-94
I've done real, WYSP. Real well. Absolutely.
And where are you living? I heard you moved recently.
My mom said I might be able to move back into her basement.
Okay.
So, fingers crossed.
Good luck with
crossed.
That, Kenny. Good luck with that, Kenny.
Things are looking up.
Kenny, I'm really glad to hear that you've been doing so well in the last 25 years. On that note...
aggression, power, and self-independence.
Highest form of music there is in the entire world.
Loud music, great music.
It's wild, it's great. The fans are great.
Randy Rhoads is mint. He's the best guitarist ever lived.
Ella Sharp is cool.
Nikki Sixx, he's the coolest.
Best music in the world.
Attention all mothers and fathers. It is now time to turn your radio off. This is time for the Mighty Metal Shop in Philadelphia. If it's too loud, you're too old. Well, all I gotta say is we're pumped up tonight. Mark the D here, the Sultan of Backwash. King of Perversion, King of Dirt, Mean Ed Green. Yo, Mean Ed.
Hey, what's up, Doc?
What it is?
Not too much.
Mean Ed's been playing with the Playboy magazine featuring, who's in it this week, Chrissy?
Suzanne Summers.
Suzanne
Chrissy Summers. Of Three's Company.
Chrissy of Three's Company. Killer Ken is in Studio X, awaiting your very phone call, 263 Rock in Pennsylvania. 590-9494 in New Jersey. Sammy, tomorrow night at the Spectrum.
Sammy, yeah.
Playing heavy metal.
The Mighty Metal Shop.
94 WYSP, it's the Mighty Metal Shop reunion show. 25th anniversary. Thanks to everyone involved in letting us back on the radio to hopefully add some fun to your Saturday night, because we understand how bad it is out there. Ken and I are in lovely Los Angeles.
Yes.
I'd like to thank all my friends at Westwood One that let us use the studio tonight. My man Ray in there, thank you very much. You're the man. Ray got us up and rocking on what is called an ISDN line, which thank God he knows what it is, because I have no idea what the hell.
You should still be here.
To do. I know. I wanted to be there, Ed, but you know. I mean, I can't fly into a hurricane.
That's
okay. My private jet didn't want to land.
That's
so,
okay. You know, it's okay that you're...
You know how it is. I got my own jet. Yeah. Usually it's I could fly wherever I want, but they were talking about, you know, I'd have to be diverted to, like, Pittsburgh, and who the hell wants to go to Pittsburgh?
You know, you're a diva. I still have my my 75 Chevy. It's cool.
It's all good. Okay. And Ed lives with his mother. I mean, Killer Ken lives with his mother.
No, that's me.
All right, we got a lot of things to do, and we have 45 minutes left, so I don't know how we're going to fit all this in. I hear there's a bloody stool on the line, but before we get to the bloody stool, I want to talk about some of our crazy people that used to call us up. There was this one guy who had been up, I think, for 2 weeks. He actually called himself, like, Joey the Meth Head or something. So I found this tape earlier in the week, and I couldn't stop laughing. So let's play this. This is a phone call with the Meth Head.
It's Jill.
Jill.
And backwards, that's like, Lidge or
something. Lidge.
If you want to go out and get some beer and gas, I'd be like having some sag and some Reeves.
No problem.
I
miscalculated it. This cat's been up since 1964.
Here's Jill, all right?
Jill.
Here we go.
Hey, Jill.
Lidge.
Jill, you know what they used to call me? Hi, Jill, you know what they used to call me in high school?
What?
Jack.
Yes?
Want to go up the hill?
Yeah. When?
What's happening?
Not much. What's happening with you?
Well, you know, talking to you.
Yeah?
In front of everyone. Live in the ring.
What hill you want to go up?
What hill you want to go up?
Yeah.
Well, it starts where your back meets your spine. You know what I'm talking about? Then we can blast. Yeah, never mind.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Sounds good.
Okay. Set it up with Nina and tell her to shave, and we'll be happy. You know? Jill. Jill, thanks.
One
right?
Thing.
What?
These girls want to hear Venom. What song do you want to hear?
Very Loud.
Very Loud.
You got it, babe. Thanks for calling. How high was that guy?
Oh God! I hope he's still with us. Let's put it that way.
There's no way that guy's alive. There's no way that guy's alive. Okay, so I hear you have a bloody stool on the phone. Which bloody stool is it?
We've got Frankie Long.
Frankie Long,
lead singer of the Bloody Stools. Frankie Long.
Is this the former lead singer of the Bloody Stools, Frankie Long?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Former
Frankie.
And present.
Former and present. Wait, are the Stools still a band?
No. Come on. Are you kidding?
Tell us. I want to know what happened to the Bloody Stools since 1985. Please tell us.
In Swahili.
Dead and in jail. What else you got to know?
Wait, do you still live in Fishtown?
Yes, I do. I currently reside and am under house arrest in Fishtown, yes.
Do you have one of those ankle bracelets on? I love those.
Yes, I do.
I always want
right
to get
now,
one.
My brother's ready to give me a tattoo of an ankle bracelet on the other ankle.
Wait a minute. I want to tell us who was in the bloody stools, because my memory is a little shot from back then. So it was Frankie Long.
Frankie Long, was, that's you.
Yeah, you have...
under house arrest.
You have Tovo, who was the bass player. You have... who else
Tovo
we have?
Was the...
Nick, who was the drummer? Nick.
Anthony Bonfambucci. Oh.
I don't even know what he did.
He was just hanging around and getting coffee and stuff.
And what then happened to all these guys?
We have, Fabian Vegas is, Ronnie Fabian Vegas is living down in Florida right now. He's kind of a recluse. And, I don't know. I'll know what's up with that guy. He has a hyperbaric chamber. He doesn't return my calls. I think his fingernails are, he's like the Howard Hughes of rock. His fingernails are too long to,
he was a good, from what I remember, he was a really good guitar player, Ron Fabian Vegas.
He was great, but even look at the album cover. We're all looking at the camera, and we got one guy looking over here, you got one guy looking over there, and he's looking over the other way. And what do you want from me?
All right.
What happened to Vinny Bonfambucci?
Where's Vinny Bonfambucci?
You know what? I don't know. He doesn't return my calls.
Well, it's probably because you're under house arrest and you're a convicted felon.
Well, at the time, I didn't have him on the list to call me when I was on vacation. So I don't know. And Ronnie Fabian Vegas, he's down in Florida. Last time I heard, he was trying to buy Michael Jackson's Champagne Tea Bubbles. It gives a whole new thing to blow a bubble. Perfect segue.
Put a bid in for him.
Barnyard Love.
Oh.
Barnyard Love.
The Mighty Metal Shop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a 94 WISP. It's a Mighty Metal Shop in Philadelphia. Mark Dedea.
Mean Ed Green.
Dirt.
Mean Ed Green.
Killer Ken Sharp. Who's on the phone?
Hey.
Who's
Mark.
This? Yo.
Hey, it's Greg Malak from Cheese.
What is happening, my friend?
How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I haven't talked to you in 25 years.
Dude, man, when I heard about YSP going up there, I was like, oh, my God, unbelievable.
I know. It's like losing a leg.
I have so many great memories of Metal Shop. Metal Shop is so good to Cheese, man. I got to tell you. I really appreciate all your help.
Man. We just, it wasn't pretentious and it wasn't phony. It was real. There was a great local hard rock metal scene in Philly, and I don't even know how we met you guys, and you guys weren't signed, and we started playing your record, and then we started hanging out, and we started going to your gigs and hosting things, and it was fun, man. I remember. Those were all good times with Tees.
How about the time when we came to Metal Shop? The whole band came there. We brought you some Yukon Jack, and the band ended up drinking it, and we're like carrying out band members after the show. It was crazy.
No, that never happened.
That would never happen on the Mighty Metal Shop. Are you kidding me? Greg, what are you up to now, man? I heard you're in a band. You're playing a gig tonight. You're taking some time out to call us.
I'm ready to do a gig right now, so I can't talk very long because I got a whole bar like just staring at me saying, let's get going.
Why don't you plug your new band, man?
Oh, I have a new band called Burn, B-U-R-N. We're on Facebook. Burn Rocks, R-O-X. Burn Rocks. We're on Facebook. We're on the internet. I just got to tell you, though, I thank you so much for all the things that you've done for Tees, because you guys were awesome. We were playing the Empire on All Ages Sundays, man.
I know, man.
Yeah,
it was
such
the best.
Blast, man. So many good
such
memories.
A good time. You know what? It's great to hear that you're still in it, man. It really is.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
How about the time we played with Keel on South Street? Like 10,000 people there. You guys were out there promoting stuff. It's awesome.
I remember that. That's
crazy. Yeah, so many good memories.
Is there a way to buy Tees records or online or download them or anything like that?
Yeah,
still? That's it, huh?
Yeah.
All right,
there might be a website coming up.
You're about to hear Tees on the radio again. It's been 25 years probably since someone's played this, at least in Philadelphia. So, Greg,
okay,
have
Mark,
fun. Thanks for calling.
I
love you, man.
Thank you so much, man. I love you guys. You guys were awesome to us. Thank you so much.
See you, Greg.
The Mighty Metal Shop.
94 WYSP, the Mighty Metal Shop reunion. Ronnie James Dio, what a class act. What a great guy. Rest in peace, Ronnie.
One of my favorite dudes ever, dude.
He was always good to us, man. Anytime he came to Philly, he came by the radio station. He let us introduce the concerts. He would, hang with us, and he would always do anything the radio station needed. What a great, great, great guy.
Yep.
And we're glad to salute him. On one of the final songs here on the Mighty Metal Shop, a couple of more things to do. I appreciate everybody emailing us tonight and posting on the Mighty Metal Shop Facebook page. If you want to keep something like this going, there's only one way to do it, which is you guys. It's up to you guys. If you make enough noise, maybe someone will listen. So the address for the Mighty Metal Shop on Facebook is what, Kenny? It's the Mighty
Metal Shop.
That's it.
That's it.
That's all you have to do. You have to post. You have to go online. You have to figure it out. And it's not that hard.
I even figured it out.
and you live in your mom's basement.
So back...
Well, not yet. Soon.
Back before email, we used to ask you guys to send us letters. And we would get the craziest stuff. I remember getting letters from prisoners. We would get letters with people's blood. Blood-stained letters, and this was before AIDS, and we were like, look, Ed, there's blood on this letter. Ed'd be like, that's really cool. Let me see it. We'd be touching these disgusting letters that people would send money, of course, in, which we've talked about earlier. But anyway, I found an old letters bit that we used to do, and I want to play it for you, and then Ken's going to read something off the Metal Shop Facebook page. So let's start with Ed Green... Back when doing his letters bit on 94
Wise. We should play it right now.
Let's do it.
It's time to read more letters on the radio on the Mighty Metal Shop.
One, two,
Killer Ken, you got your own letters bit.
Mailman.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ed Green is reaching in and pulling it out.
Constantly.
Ed, no wonder why Dee Snider said you were known for your sexual prowess.
Oh, what did I say?
Why did they call you Big Ed anyway?
What?
Why did they call you Big Ed?
Like Dee said, I have a huge monster septum.
Well, on that note.
Wait, I have to get more theme music.
Yeah, really. Let's fill in the blanks. Hey, okay.
Ed Green's here with the letter of the week.
Okay. All right. It's like, Mark, this letter is equipped with the biggest three sets of lips I've ever seen in my life. You know, and we've seen a lot of lips, folks. Me, Mark, and Killer Ken. Anyway, this says, Mighty King of Dirt. Hey, dude, I just wanted to say thanks for playing kick-ass metal and keep the faith.
Wait, can you say that on the radio?
I think you did.
I said it. What, you mean kick-ass? I think I said it. Okay.
What did you say?
Kick-ass.
you don't need it anyway.
Bad.
I don't have one.
Read on it.
Wait, does anybody here have one? Is anybody in this room? Okay, I have one. Okay.
Okay, I don't even have a driver's license. But anyway, sorry, Mean Eddie Killer Ken. I didn't mean to offend you, but...
Wait, I want to change the theme. Let's try the...
Play something really hip.
How about the theme from Jaws?
Totalitarian March.
Okay. Okay, anyway, on August 25th, it's Rob Halford's birthday. You know,
that's
Beast
today.
From Judas Priest. And to make this woman extremely grateful, and you wouldn't believe how grateful she would be, it says here in this letter, we can believe it. You know, women have showed us how grateful they are every day. Anyway, all you have to do is play a double shot of Priest for us.
Well, we don't play double shots, so...
That's right, because that's the prehistoric radio station, I think. Anyway, victim of changes in Electric Eye, but I think we're choosing to play Electric Eye. Anyway, it says, P.S., Metal Dudes, I'll tell you what, you provide your bodies and I'll provide the leather, whips, and chains. Metallically yours, and keeping the faith, the Metal Goddess.
Thanks, Metal Goddess. As you know, we take your letters every week, send them to King of Dirt, care of Metal Shop, WYSP, Philadelphia 19004, and always remember, the sleazier, the better. Here's your Judas Priest on the Mighty Metal Shop.
Yo,
Killer Ken Sharp. Can we turn this up a little? I want to hear this. Okay, Killer Ken is here. We're in the current moment now. And he's going to read an email from our Facebook page.
Killer Kinshot.
Yeah, this is from Daniel R. O'Connell. Excellent. What better way to bid farewell to WISP than an extended version of the greatest radio show ever? He's right. My favorite segments were the concert ticket giveaways. Remember those?
Yes.
On Kiss's Animal Eyes tour, they had a singing contest, and the guy that won sang Sweet Pain. Another guy sang Heaven's on Fire, and they played a recording of You're an Idiot.
I don't remember that.
A month later, there was a contest to fill in the blank for Wasp, I Blank Like a Beast.
I remember that.
When they played the tower with Metallica and Armored Saint, the winner eludes me at the moment. By the way, Killer Ken, are you the same Ken Sharp that wrote the Kiss autobiography Behind the Mask?
He is.
Yes, I am.
Actually, Killer Ken has gone on to fame and fortune writing
fame.
Not fortune.
Not so much.
Killer Ken is, how many books have you written?
A bunch. Yeah, a bunch.
How many?
Probably over 10.
And the...
Everyone
I know
from
about the. I mean, I know about the Kiss book.
Kiss, Elvis, Raspberries,
all of your heavy metal
Beatles,
favorites.
John Lennon. But yeah, I'm working right now on a Kiss book about their early years, which is going to be really
cool. And where could people find your books? Online?
Yeah, Amazon, I would think. I would think they could find
some books.
Just type
in Ken Sharp?
Yeah.
Killer
they can
Ken
see some
or
of
Ken?
My books.
Killer Ken or just Ken?
Ken.
Ed, what have you and I done? Because Ken has gone on to greatness, obviously, since the Mighty Metal Shop from 25 years ago, and we're still, I don't know.
And we're trolling kind of around in mediocrity.
Not true.
The Mighty Metal Shop.
It's the Mighty Metal Shop. One last time, one last stand. 94 WISP in Philadelphia. I'm kind of sad now, boys.
Yeah,
I'm a little misty.
Yeah, when I first
little flummoxed.
When I first found out that YSP was switching, it was definitely a shock when I heard YSP was going away, and I even sent Andy an email saying how bummed out I was about it, and yeah. Felt like a little piece of my past was going away. It was a bummer.
Well, I mean, we haven't talked about what I've been doing since I left YSP, except for going up to New York's radio stations. But from that, I moved out here, and I've been in the music business for the entire time. And I got to tell you, the most fun I ever had in the music business in 30 years has been on YSP. That's why I couldn't wait when they invited us to come back. I just couldn't wait to like go through all those tapes. I had so much fun this week just going through the tapes and calling Ed and torturing Mark Laspina, who works at the Friday Morning Quarterback, to find his music, and reaching out to Killer Ken and calling the guys out here at K-Rock trying to find me a cart machine. And Max Krasny, who oversees Westwood One Studios, and Spike Eskin, we were torturing him all week. And a guy, you know, is he on the radio next week? The thing that
I don't know
if you know this, but everyone that works currently on WISP is out of work soon.
Yeah.
When the station switches formats. So
that
even
sucks.
Even though we are celebrating the legacy of YSP, there's a lot of sadness. And I got to tell you, I had the most fun this week. I had the best memories of being on the radio back in Philadelphia, and whenever I go home, my folks live there. Whenever I go back, I just turn on the radio and just reminisce about the good old days. It was so much fun to be here tonight and to have you guys with me. Ed Green, I love you, buddy.
You too, brother.
Ken, some parting words.
Arrga!
Of course.
Eddie. All right, we're going to... Of course he would say that.
Of course, yeah.
Oh, my God. I love you guys. Listen, we're going to leave you with a band you've only heard on the radio in Philadelphia, and I'm sure you're probably guessing, and you can probably guess who it is. We have a couple of bits to play, and then we're going to leave you with probably which was the theme song for the Mighty Metal Shop. If any song was a theme song, this was it.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to play a couple of bits here for you, and then we'll say goodbye. So, Monk, let's hit that.
I'm talking to Blackie Lawless here from WASP, 94 YSP. It is the Mighty Metal Shop.
That wasn't me doing that.
In Schlesadelphia. And so, Platt, one question. What did you think of our town, huh?
Hey,
I mean, you've been here, but what did you think of the audience tonight?
Listen, I grew up in Staten Island. I'll tell you, I said tonight when we first came out, I said tonight is a very special night for me because I grew up in Staten Island, New York. And I went to many, many shows at the Tower Theater. I mean, I saw some really,
back
really
in the
special
old days,
things.
Yeah.
Yes, in the old days. And for me to come back and play it tonight was very, very special. And I meant that when I said that earlier this evening because it's very nostalgic for me to come back and do that. It's something I always wanted to do.
Well, we thank you for coming back. Let's see what you guys thought of the WASP show tonight. 94 YSP, who's this? You're on Metal Shop.
Hi,
Hi, Blackie. I want to do your head.
You want to do my
what?
You want to do what?
Blackie's head.
Which head?
You mean top or bottom? Boy, that was a pretty intelligent caller.
There we go.
What did you think? Ed, I'm glad you're screening calls for us.
Ed was always good at letting those people through. You know, it's like, Ed, seriously, like, I know it's the metal shop and we're like doing crazy stuff, and it was 1984, 5, 6, whatever the hell it was. But Ed would let these, like, Ed, seriously, this girl's not going to curse or anything. No, she's fine. Don't worry.
She's cool. Don't worry. No, she's cool. But she's going to be up later.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Mighty Metal Shop. We loved being here. It was a great time. I'm kind of sick over, but who knows? Talk to us on Facebook. We'll keep active on the Mighty Metal Shop Facebook page. And I'd like to thank, once again, Jim for hosting that Mighty Metal Shop Facebook page. And maybe we'll talk to you guys again soon.
Monk, thank you, buddy.
Monk, you're the best. Ray out here in California, thanks for your time tonight. We love you guys. We're going to leave you with the Mighty Wasp.